This is Local Views of the News, first time in February, '09. Is it economic stimulus or is it pork? That question sounds dangerously close to reopening the discussion of lipstick on a pig, but one man's fat is another man's feast, and whether it's pork or not, it's still meat on the table. Apparently, a Republican diet and a Democrat diet are very different animals, but there aren't many vegetarians on either side of the aisle. If the Republicans in Washington are having any thoughts of leaving the Bush fiasco behind and reestablishing some credibility with the voters, their unanimous opposition in the House of Representatives to Obama's economic plan didn't help. President O even went up the hill and gave him an opportunity to at least nitpick the details, but nothing doing. So Nancy Pelosi got it right when she said, screw him, or something to that effect. If you think you're a Republican and you want to give your team the benefit of the doubt, you'll figure they just want to be able to say, I told you so, when the new spending frenzy falls flatter than Bush's policy of free money for Wall Street. To everyone else, it looks like the elephants are prepared to go down with the ship. They're still telling us that the free market will take care of everything, while most of us have come around to the conclusion that the only freedom in the free market is where the corporations are free to take the money and run. The Democrats may not know what they're doing either, but they are doing something. One of the president's remarks to the House Republicans touched a real tender spot for the minority party. Obama said, you can't just listen to Rush Limbaugh and get things done. This came after Rush told his listeners he hopes Obama's economic plan fails. The party line vote in the House the next day demonstrated that if the Republicans aren't following Limbaugh's lead, they at least share his hopes and dreams. Limbaugh is to the extreme right what Walmart is to retail, what pit bulls are to attack dogs. Rush isn't the only right-wing mouth on the radio, but he's the figurehead whose name represents all of them. By mentioning that name, the president pumped a little more air into the balloon. Not enough to burst it, but enough to make it look even more pompous and irrelevant. And he tightened the knot which secures that helium blimp to the Republican Party. He also inspired Rush to start crowing about how the president is afraid of him. He may have a lot to worry about, but the president actually doesn't have much of anything to fear right now. They say Rush has 13 million listeners, and they all vote exactly like he tells them to vote. That's an impressive block, but it doesn't scare Obama. He knows exactly how to find them. The president is starting to show a scowl in his repertoire of facial expressions, something we never saw on the campaign trail. He showed it right after the inauguration when Joe Biden got off a good crack about the Chief Justice's memory lapse on the oath of office, and he showed it again this week when he had to cut the rope on Tom Daschle's nomination as Secretary of Health and Human Services. Obama says he wants to show that we all have to play by the same rules, even cabinet secretaries. But by all accounts, Daschle's moral lapse was failing to pay taxes on the use of a car. There is no free ride on a free ride. This could prove to be a blow for the chances of health care reform, since Daschle was billed as a guy not real deep in the pockets of the health insurance industry. This is one of those occasions when KVMR is looking to get into your pockets to replenish the coffers for continued maintenance and day-to-day operating expenses. Time to create a little stimulus package for listener-owned radio, a rare and admirable commodity which works best when we all contribute something to it. You won't hear Limbaugh's program on KVMR, and that's surely a relief to most of you. That program's way too expensive anyway, but when you consider the range of commentary you hear instead for a lot less money, you may start to think that store-bought broadcasting is a luxury we can do without in times like these. Homegrown radio looks like the green alternative. This is Mark Stannert reminding you that this commentary doesn't get into the pockets of KVMR, its management, staff, or contributors. We do this for free. Email Mark at caloki.com.